Good morning. As always, it's a wonderful thing to be here worshiping God in spirit and truth, to praise the Lord Jesus Christ for all his wonderful blessings that we find in Christ. And we had talked about that recently, those wonderful, wonderful blessings. And of course, being able to worship in God's house is certainly a blessing that we can all appreciate. So many in this world have not found Jesus Christ yet. They haven't heard the message. They haven't been pricked in their hearts. And so we want to be a part of this kingdom upon the earth that spreads that wonderful, wonderful good news of Jesus Christ. This morning is the first Sunday of the new year, 2024. And we're here together, and I pray that we will be here many, many weeks throughout the year. And the theme for our year, as you can see on the screen there, is fight the good fight of faith. And that's what we're going to be talking about on and off throughout the entire year. Fight the good fight of faith. It was quoted in your hearing this morning. Fight the good fight of faith. Lay hold on eternal life, for which you were also called, and have made that good confession in the presence of many. All of us here who have been baptized into Christ are members of exactly what this verse is telling us. We are those who have made that good confession. It's the same confession that Jesus made in the presence of Pilate, that he is the King. He is the I Am. And we confess that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of the living God. And so with this in mind, we just want to have a little bit of an opening, if you will, to some of the things that we'll be talking about in weeks to come. Also, this evening, we'll be expounding a little bit more on this sixth chapter of 1 Timothy. So I, Lord willing, you'll be able to come back and be with us and grow with us together in this battle that we're all going to be a part of. So there's prerequisites of being a good soldier, and that's all we want to talk about today, because that's what we all want to be, good soldiers in the kingdom of God, fighting the war against the devil, fighting battle after battle after battle, seeking soul after soul after soul. And I think it's really important to understand, and in your bulletin this morning, you can read that title, that there's more of them than there are of us. There's more of the devil's people out there working for him to destroy souls than there are those who are seeking to save souls. And so we have a lot of work to do and things before us for the sake of the kingdom. Number one, we must believe in the cause we're fighting for. And that is, of course, the cause of Christ, the desire to win against the devil every soul that we can. The Hebrew writer says in Hebrews chapter 2, verses 14 through 15, inasmuch then as the children have partaken of flesh and blood, he himself likewise shared in the same, that through death he might destroy him who had power of death, that is, the devil, and release those who through fear of death were all their lifetime subject to bondage. There are so many people in this world who are, you know, they worry about death, they worry about so many daily, day-to-day things, and with Jesus Christ, he gave himself his blood on that tree so that he could destroy the power of the devil. We have nothing to fear when we are in Christ. Paul said to live is Christ, to die is gain. And so what do we have to fear? Jesus told us that we are not to fear men who can destroy the body. Death means nothing in respect. But we fear him who can destroy both the body and the soul in hell. And so we don't fear death. We are free from the bondage of that fear. There's nothing in this world that can take away the power of the blood of Jesus Christ working in us. And so that's something that we as soldiers of the cross need to remember. One of the things, we must believe in the cause that we're fighting for. And of course, again, that cause is the saving of souls, to bring people into the kingdom of Jesus Christ, to show them the love of God that He spread out amongst the entire planet, every soul, through the blood of Christ, through His sacrifice on that cross on the hill of Calvary. Secondly, we must have faith in our Lord Jesus Christ. You look in your Bibles in the book of Hebrews chapter 1 and verse 3, and you know what we're going to see there is that we have to have faith not only that Jesus existed, but He literally has the power to hold all things together by the power of His Word. Look at Hebrews with me. Chapter 1 and verse 3. We read that verse, this is talking about Jesus, who being the brightness of His glory and the express image of His person and upholding all things by the word of His power, when He had by Himself purged out our sins, sat down at the right hand of the majesty on high, having become so much better than angels, as He has by inheritance obtained a more excellent name than they. We have to have this great trust and faith in our leader that He has great power. And the blood that He shed in Ephesians chapter 1 and verse 7 has the power to save us and the power to save others. We need to trust in Jesus. He is our Lord. He has power over death. You remember He raised Lazarus from the grave, from the dead. He raised Lazarus just by saying, Lazarus, come forth. What power our Lord Jesus had. And we need to trust in that power. In John chapter 11 at verse 25, He made it clear to Martha and all those who heard, I am the resurrection and the life, and anyone who believes in Me, though he dies, he will live. That's who we trust in. We trust that He has the ability to be our leader. Yeah, 1 Timothy chapter 6 and verse 16, He's the King of kings and the Lord of lords. You know what that means is that our leader has the ability and the power that far exceeds all other leaders upon the earth. There are no kings greater than Jesus. There are no lords greater than Jesus. There are no nations, there are no countries greater than Jesus. And the war and the battles that we fight as God's children, as armies, the soldiers of Christ, what we fight, it's not of ourselves. We have a leader who has great power and authority. And in fact, He is the only one that knows the way, the right way, the powerful way, and the pathway to God. In John chapter 14 and at verse 6, very familiar, Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life, and no man comes to the Father but through Me. Now, we need to tell people the good news. We're fighting that battle. And that battle is won by telling people, by preaching Christ, Jesus. And we need to tell people that there's only one way to the Father. If I were to say Jesus says, I am the one way, I wouldn't be lying. If I said I am the one truth, that He said I'm the one truth, I wouldn't be lying. And if I said Jesus is the one life, I wouldn't be lying. There are no other possible avenues. In the world that we live in, they preach many ways. But the Bible that we have, the Word of God that was breathed out by God through the Holy Spirit, written down by the apostles and the men of God, those words are the words of truth. And as soldiers of Christ, we need to use those words. Nothing added, nothing taken away. And also, in the same venue, Jesus in John chapter 10, verses 7 through 9 said, "Then Jesus said to them again, assuredly I say to you, I am the door of the sheep. All who ever came before me are thieves and robbers, but the sheep did not hear them. I am the door, and if anyone enters by me, he will be saved and will go in and out and find pasture." This is the promise of our Lord, the promise of our leader, that he is the way, the truth, and the life. So when we're fighting the battle to win souls, we need to tell people about our leader, and we need to follow that leader. And one great thing about our leader is he's not dead. He's risen from the grave. He's defeated death, the victory over sin, and our leader is coming back. He's leading us from the throne of heaven as we continue day by day to fight the good fight, to lay hold, to fight the good fight of faith and lay hold on eternal life. And he hasn't left us alone. In the Spirit of God, he is with us day by day. And he is helping us to win this battle. But he's coming back. In John chapter 14, verses 1 through 3, Jesus says, "You believe in God, believe also in me. For in my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. And if I go, I will return again and receive you unto myself." That's our leader. You know, in this world, in the physical sense, the physical battles in the world, leaders come and go, they die, they pass on, and new people take their place, some strong, some weak. We have a leader that will never die. We have a leader that will never become weak. We have a leader that's powerful. His word holds all things together. And that's who we follow. So we do have this leader in Jesus Christ, and we must have faith in our leader. We also must have unity with one another. We've studied this last year quite a bit, but we need to have the unity of the faith and the bond of peace. In Ephesians chapter 4, beginning at verse 1, the Apostle Paul, he says, "I therefore, the prisoner of the Lord, beseech you, walk worthy of the calling with which you were called, with all lowliness and gentleness, with long suffering, bearing one another." And I like that, because that's what we're doing. We're in this war together. "Bearing one another in love, endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace." We need to be in the battle together. This isn't a battle where we come together as a group and we go out as individuals and are left alone. In other words, we need to support one another in this battle. We need to support one another. When somebody meets someone and wants to have a study, and we could work together, encourage that individual, teach them about Jesus Christ. Teach them about how he died upon the cross, teaching them how his blood was shed and how that blood can cleanse them from their sins. And we need to do that together in unity, whether it's just encouraging one another all the more so as you see the day approaching, or whether it's just simply making a call now and then. How is that study going? Is there anything I can do to help? Remember, we're all in this together. We need to have that unity together and that bond of peace. All that together in Christ Jesus. Another thing that we must have, the hope of victory. In your bulletins today, if you did pick one up, if you didn't, I encourage you to do so. There's a quote from Captain Michael Anderson. What Michael Anderson said was, "For some wars, victory means deposing the other side's political system and replacing it with the one of the victor's choosing. And in the spiritual sense, what we're talking about is the battle between falsehoods, between false teachers who have set up a system that people follow. It's just like the system of a nation, democracy versus communism, socialism. And what we're doing in a spiritual sense is we're trying to get people to come out of that system of false teaching and to come into the system of Christ, to the faith that was once for all delivered to the saints. And so we need to have that hope that we're a part of changing that system. We're changing people from lies to truth, from unrighteousness to righteousness, from immorality to morality. The truth that a man and a woman are a husband and wife and not a man and a man and not a woman and a woman. The truth that we need God in the home, in the family. We need God to guide and direct us. We need our leader, the one whom we're fighting for and with. And in the sense of victory, you know, 1 Corinthians 15 and verse 57, it all comes through Christ. Thanks be to God who gives us victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. And it doesn't stop there. 1 Corinthians 15:24. What is this victory going to bring us? Why are we fighting the battle? Why are we seeking out the lost like Jesus did to save souls, to bring the good news of Jesus Christ? Well, simply because one day there's going to be an end to this world. And if we, every soul that we find, every soul that obeys the gospel, every soul that is part of God's kingdom upon this earth, every time we win a battle against the devil, that soul is added to what Jesus Christ is going to deliver to God the Father. That is the kingdom that we are in. And he puts an end to all rule and authority. Think about that. That's why this battle is being fought. We're not by fighting a battle to set up a kingdom upon the earth, a physical kingdom where things come and go, people live and die. We're fighting a battle to add people to the body of Christ so that they can be delivered one day along with us into that glorious kingdom, into that, or that glorious heaven where God our Father is. Jesus Christ is the one who is going to destroy death. For the Lord himself will descend with a shout of the voice of an archangel and the trumpet of God, and the dead in Christ will rise first. Then we who are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the cloud to meet the Lord in the air, and thus we shall always be with the Lord. Therefore, comfort one another with these words. We have hope in the victory of Christ, King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, the all-powerful. Hope that in the very end of time, we, along with everyone whom we share the gospel with and obeys, will be together, caught up in the air to be with the Lord forevermore. Now I want you to think about all these things and be reminded of the precious good news of Jesus Christ. Paul said in Romans chapter 1 at verse 16, I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. What is the gospel of Christ other than the fact that he came down from heaven, walked among men, born of a virgin, and then he taught and brought the good news, grace, mercy, and truth. The fact that he healed the blind and the lame and the sick of their infirmities, the lepers. And as he went about doing good, he preached the gospel of the kingdom of heaven. He was telling people they must be saved from their sins. And so Paul said, I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God to salvation to everyone who believes, to the Jew first and then to the Gentile. And the question today for all of you here is, do you believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of the living God? Are you willing to allow Him to be your leader? Are you willing to trust in Him? The one who has the power over sin and death, the one who has defeated the devil, has victory awaiting. And if you do believe in Jesus Christ, obviously the very next step is to trust Him in obedient faith, to repent of your sins, to be baptized into Christ, to be having God add you to His kingdom, which is the fulfillment of His message, the fulfillment of His work upon the earth that we also are following in. He is the door. He is the shepherd. And so if you do believe in Jesus and you have not been baptized into Christ, today's the day to accomplish that great thing, to be called a child of God, to have your sins washed away by His blood, to be reconciled and restored to God. And if you're a member of the body of Christ and you haven't been working in the kingdom, you haven't had been, you know, being part of the battle, then today's the day to change. If you have any sin in your life, today's the day to repent. And so that's the message today. We are part of a great kingdom, and we need to be working in that kingdom with the goal of saving souls, including our own souls. So that on that great day of the Lord, when He returns, we will be caught up together with all the saints together in the air, delivered to the Father in heaven, to be part of that heavenly kingdom for eternity. If you have a need this day, please, I invite you to come forward as we stand and as we sing.